Welcome to Mission Promise, Navigating Special Education for Military Families. I'm your host, Mary, and a fellow military spouse. I'm so excited to be here with you, sharing stories, insights, and resources that can help military families like ours navigate the world of special education. So let's dive in. Today, we have the pleasure of talking with Michelle Norman, the executive director of a nonprofit organization called Partners in Promise, whose mission is to protect the rights of military children and special education and disability communities to ensure they receive equal access to an education. Welcome, Michelle.
Hey, Mary. Thanks for having me today. How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. It's been a crazy 2024 so far, but yeah, we're doing well. We're doing well. Life is wonderful.
Yeah, it's going by so fast already.
I know. What happened? You know, I'm always jealous too when I see people. Well, you're in Hawaii, so it doesn't make sense to you, but we're in Hampton Roads. And every time I see, you know, my friends posting all these snow pictures and their kids are out in the yard with the dogs, and I'm like, oh, all we got was rain. So, and cold weather. That's just not super fun. So I'm ready for spring already. I don't know about you, but actually, I think you said something the other day about people like wearing, yeah, you know, pants.
Yeah, it has been cold here. So I was going to say, don't feel bad because it's been cold here for Hawaii. Like, it's been in the 50s and we're like, what's happening?
That is really unusual, mm-hmm, for sure. I mean, I love Hawaii though, so super jealous, but happy that you will be coming mainland one day. So we're excited about that.
All right. Well, let's dive in. If you don't mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So you did such a wonderful intro. Thank you. The executive director and founder of Partners in Promise. I'm also a Navy spouse of 28 plus years. And my husband is an aviator and turned naval nuclear aviation officer. We call those nukes, I guess, mm-hmm, aviation nukes. And has been in 30 plus years, believe it or not. So I think we've kind of understand a little bit of how this Navy adventure works. But it has been a fabulous, fabulous career. I have two kids that have joined us along the way. My daughter, Marissa, is 20. And I have a son, Chase, who's 14. And we're very familiar with the Exceptional Family Member Program. My daughter was born very early, has multiple diagnoses. And it has been, you know, I would say a challenge at times to ensure that she receives appropriate medical care and appropriate education along the way. Take a lot of grit, you know, as a family to ensure that you know, that all her needs are met. And so we've been fortunate. We've had to advocate a little bit more than what I wanted to over the years, but I'm happy to say she did graduate last year with two high school diplomas. So now we're just trying to transition to the next step in finding the right fit for her getting a job. But what I noticed, you know, now I'll just kind of talk about, you know, that she was really one of the inspirations of why we founded Partners in Promise because of those challenges we had moving so very often with her and her special education services that were through an IEP, which is an individualized education program. And it was really a struggle for us because we moved and, you know, sometimes we would get somewhere and it was a beautiful collaboration with the IEP team. And then sometimes we moved and it wasn't so much. And, you know, it wasn't natural for me to speak up. I think I perfected it a little bit over the past few years. But I always thought to myself, as we were battling some of these, you know, disagreements, it's like, you know, how can a average family, you know, be able to speak up and be able to advocate like we were able to do? And it's hard because it takes a lot of effort. It takes sometimes money. It takes mental, you know, emotional bandwidth that sometimes as caregivers, we don't have. And so hopefully Partners in Promise can fill in those gaps for folks. Do the research that's necessary to understand what our EFMP families are going through as we PCS from duty station to duty station, from school to school. And then how do we take that data and help those families out? Do we, you know, use it to inform our leaders to be able to create some top-down policy change? Do we how do we help, you know, equip our families so that they're better prepared at the IEP table? And then lastly, how do we help these military kiddos thrive, not just in school, but, you know, after they graduate? So it's been a ride, and I'm thrilled to have you on the team. It's been a great, great last few years of growth.
Yes, yes. And just kudos to you and your husband for fighting for so long and pushing and advocating, you know, because without that, you know, Partners in Promise wouldn't exist. And it's needed to educate these families and spotlight the issues that we go through. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, it's a labor of love. I always say that. And, you know, I always joke too, I got a lot of silver hairs because of it. But, you know, if there's anything, if we can make it better for others after we leave one day, then, you know, it's good, and it was all worth it. So, but thank you. I appreciate it. It has been an honor and a really big privilege to be able to support these families. Yeah, but it takes a team, and it's just not me. You know, we have amazing military and veteran spouses who lead this organization who all are super passionate and all want to help these families, you know, because it's not just a special piece of it. It's the mental health, you know, mm-hmm. aspect as well. I know that I just spoke with a family last week, and even though there was, you know, part of a conversation, this was part of our new program, by the way, the parent special education parent mentorship program that we just started, where we have one-on-one consults with families. And I will say that maybe 15 minutes of our discussion were, you know, nitty gritty special education support, but the rest of the conversation was more just the overall well-being. You know, her spouse is deployed, and lots of different challenges happening at the same time. I could just tell, like, she was completely overwhelmed. And so we had to have our tribe, yeah. You know, and I think that's the great thing about Partners in Promise is, you know, where can you go to for support, you know, because we're the ones who kind of get it, and we're still boots on the ground. You know, all of us are in it and still understand what these challenges are. And even when the op tempo increases sometimes with our spouse's jobs, you know, we need each other, you know, to be able to take a hand and say, you're not alone. You know, we've got this, and how can we help you? You know, so it's been a journey.
Yeah, I agree. So what inspired the decision to rebrand the podcast with a new name and new focus?
Well, I love, first of all, the new name. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the new name is Mission Promise, Navigating Special Education with Military Families.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I think, you know, this was a year that we really wanted to put the focus back on special education and our families. And I that's why this title means so much to me. You know, when we first started, it really was a lot of focus on the research and the surveying to make sure that we, you know, truly were understanding these experiences of these families. And we know that you can't do much without data, and there was not a lot of data. And so we needed those years of surveying. Now, after you review some of the results, seeing some of those knowledge gaps and some of the answers that we were getting, we knew that we needed to step up with providing the actual support through resources that we provide, through workshops, through binders, through our website. And families want information. There's sometimes not a lot of bandwidth to accept the information. And so this year really truly was, again, going back to our roots. We are all special education advocates. We know it, you know, from the inside out, and stay in, you know, in touch with whatever new case law or what might happen legislatively. But we know this in this space, and that is kind of our niched area. And I will tell you that when we were giving some training workshops on our binders this past fall, you know, we gave them a exit ticket survey basically to fill out, like, hey, you know, what kind of topics, you know, would you like to hear more about? And there was definitely like four or five that kept popping up each and every time we did a workshop. And I'm like, you know, this may be a great avenue for a podcast, because we can deep dive mm-hmm. into these podcasts. And another interesting piece about caregivers like us is that we're on the road a lot. We're in waiting rooms for therapy offices or in doctor's rooms. We're driving our kids to things. You know, we're all over the place. We could be on the phone with like TRICARE for like 2 hours, but you're multitasking anyway when you're doing that. And so we need to make sure that when we get this information to our families, it's available in all sorts of different platforms. You know, that's why we do the newsletter, the website, the webinars, the podcast. We want to meet them where they are. And I just love the fact that, you know, we're back to our roots, focusing on special ed, deep diving into what we think, based on the feedback we're getting, are areas that we need to really discuss more, and really provide those resources that are very well needed within our community. So that's why we're excited to get back to it. And that's why we're doing a new title and a new branding of it. And we want to be that go-to podcast for our military families who have kids in special ed.
Yeah. Are there any topics that you're most excited about?
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot. I know we talked about this one earlier. So based on some of the feedback we received, one of them was when I get to the part of the binder, I talk about dispute resolution and how EFMP, that all the bases have special education attorneys and assistants. You know, there's usually like, I would say maybe 50% of the classroom will look at me like, what did you just say? Are you saying that there's legal assistance available to me for free? And I'm like, oh, yes, there is. And so I figured, well, that might be a topic right there that we need to talk, you know, more about. Like, did you know through the 2021 NDAA that, you know, special education assistants, they're attorneys who have to have training in special ed to support these families. And sometimes, you know, it's just getting these folks back on their feet and kind of giving them some, you know, general IDEA guidelines. And sometimes, you know, they can attend IEP meetings depending on the service branch. And so there's just a lot of great support there, but I think people don't know it. And anyone who's ever hired an advocate, you know, to try to help out, they're not cheap. You know, they could be hundreds of dollars for even a consult. So this is hopefully going to help these families get the information that they may need to get the education that their child is entitled to. That is one area I really am looking forward to. I know that some people also had mentioned DODEA and how to navigate the DODEA system. And so I think that's going to be another topic of importance. Also data collection. You know, when we get to that part of the binder, we talk about how important it is to collect data so that you can have really effective conversations at your IEP meetings. You know, that is also a glazed look over a lot of people's faces. So we might talk a little bit about data collection in a podcast as well and kind of deep dive on that. Are there any other ones that you might be interested in?
Bill of Rights.
Ooh, I like that one. Yeah, that's going to be good. Yeah, that is a very important part of our binder at the very beginning, which I believe, how many Bill of Rights do we have? 14, maybe a little bit less. Of course, I have to go get my binder over here and take a look at it. But those Bill of Rights is our own document, right? But it's informed through IDEA, and it's just reminders, right? Reminders of, guess what, parents, these are your rights. I know we move often, but these rights never go away. And maybe they might be a little different in some states than others. It's just a nice little reminder. I always tell people right before a meeting, just read it over, you know, or, you know, remember that you can audio record a meeting. You just need to make sure that you, you know, give them an advance notice. This is what you're doing. There's just some really great tips and tricks for our families so that they can better advocate for their child. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this podcast take off and the different topics and guests that we're going to have on. So I hope you guys are excited as well.
It's going to be great, Mary. We're going to have a good time. And I am looking forward to, you know, all the episodes. And again, I love podcasts. I don't stay on top of it as much as I should. So this is going to be a good excuse for me to make good use of my time when I'm on the road a lot, going back and forth through the tunnel sometimes in Hampton Roads. So I'm looking forward to it.
How can the listeners stay updated on like our latest episodes and news regarding Mission Promise and even Partners in Promise for that matter?
I hope that everyone is a subscriber to our newsletter. And if you're not, you need to be. You just need to go to our website at thepromiseact.org/contact, I think, dash us. So there's definitely a way in the menus to contact us. You sign up. And every couple of weeks, you'll hear from us on the new offerings that we have, our new podcast. We just announced again that parent mentorship program that gives one-on-one consults. So our subscribers got access to that first before anyone else saw it on social. So it's a great way to stay in touch. And also you can see all the other wonderful offerings that we have on our website. You know, our special needs binder that's free and customizable is available there at our website. And of course, all the articles and resources that we have. Please come join us. And we look forward to getting your feedback on other topics that you might want to hear about more. This is all good for us, right? Because the more we know, we can curate those resources for you so that we can make sure that there are less and less knowledge gaps going forward. But we're excited to be a resource for you guys and fellow military families who get, you know, this EFMP special ed life. And we're going to have a good time. It's going to be a great season.
Yes. Excited. And don't forget to follow us if you're not on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn.
That's right. Definitely. You find us. All of our handles are there on the website. And come say hello and join us. And we look forward to having some more conversations this spring.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Mary. And I hope you have a great rest of the week.
You too.
Thank you so much for joining Mission Promise on this special education journey. We hope that our discussions, stories, and resources will provide valuable insights and support for you and your family. Remember, you're not alone in this. Stay connected with our community, share your experiences, and continue to advocate for your child's education. Together, we can make a difference. This episode was sponsored by the USAA Foundation, whose mission is helping military families extend beyond the financial services and products they deliver and into the communities we call home. Thank you to the USAA Foundation. Until next time, take care and keep navigating with strength and resilience.